CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4MJH as usual, and you can find the script on the RSGB's own web pages. Good morning, it's Sunday the 1st of November 2015. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main headlines. TX Factor makes youth video for RSGB, 1,000th contact for ARIS, 13cm and 9cm spectrum to be auctioned off. The short video, Amateur Radio, a Hobby for the 21st Century, was produced by TX Factor for the RSGB and is intended as an introduction to amateur radio for young people. This video can be freely downloaded by anyone for use in the furtherance of amateur radio. Please read the conditions of use on the RSGB website, where you'll find the download button. The Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, or ARIS, programme has marked its 1,000th Space Station Amateur Radio event. It started 15 years ago, when the programme established the first permanent amateur radio presence in space. The inaugural ARIS contact took place on the 21st of December 2000 between a school near Chicago and Commander William Shep Shepherd, KD5GSL. Several UK schools will have the opportunity to speak to UK astronaut Tim Peake in 2016. You can read more about his mission and his involvement with amateur radio on the RSGB website. Spectrum at 2.3 and 3.4 gigs that once was allocated to amateur radio is going on the auction block. Ofcom announced that this week. In April 2014, Ofcom announced that it was ending amateur radio access to significant portions of the 2.3 and 3.4 gigs bands following a year-long consultation. Amateur radio was secondary on both bands. Ofcom expect the frequencies to be of interest to mobile network operators and others involved with mobile broadband. The 5 MHz beacon GB3RSL, which is part of the 5 MHz beacon train, is currently off the air due to local difficulties. A decision about possible relocation of the beacon will be taken later in the year. UCube 1 has now completed its nominal mission following over 14 months of operations. Launched in July 2014, UCube 1 is a technology demonstration mission aimed at attracting and training future generations of engineers and engaging with students. Although the UK Space Agency's supported mission phase has ended, discussion is underway with AMSAT UK about the possibility of taking over UCube 1 operations to continue its educational and outreach activities until the satellite orbit naturally degrades. Amateur radio's interests will be well represented when the 2015 ITU World Radio Communication Conference convenes on the 2nd of November in Geneva. Held every 3 or 4 years, the conferences review and, if necessary, revise the radio regulations, the international treaty governing the use of radio frequency spectrum. Delegates will consider several items of interest to the amateur radio community during the nearly month-long international gathering. Whilst most attention by amateurs is likely to be focused on the prospect of a 5 MHz allocation, several other topics are included that represent either threats or opportunities. The RSGB's detailed responses can be found on the website. Now, details of rallies and events for the coming week. The inaugural radio rally organised by Bush Valley Amateur Radio Club takes place today, the 1st of November, in the United Services Club premises at 8 Row Mill Road, Limavady, County Londonderry, BT499DF. The RSGB President John Gould, G3WKL, will be attending. Doors open 11 a.m, admission £3, which includes entry into a raffle. There'll be free parking, disabled access, as well as trade stands, a bring and buy, and the RSGB bookstall. Light refreshments will also be available. Details from Jack, MI0JPD, 07885 292545. Sadly, the North Wales rally planned for today, the 1st of November, has been cancelled. The Bangor and District ARS annual surplus equipment sale takes place on Thursday evening in the Groomsport Boathouse, 19 Harbour Road, Groomsport, BT196JP. Table spaces are free to sellers but must be reserved in advance. £2 on the door to get in. Open from 7 to 10 p.m. Contact Harry 02890 422860. Next, under the 8th, The West London Radio and Electronics Show takes place at Kempton Park Racecourse, Staines Road, Sunbury-on-Thames, TW16 5AQ. Free car parking doors open at 10 o'clock, with disabled visitors 10 minutes earlier. There will be trade stands bring and buy, as well as special interest groups. Details from Paul, M0CJX 0845 1650 351. If you have any rally and event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, in Radcom and on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Special event news now to celebrate the 20th anniversary of becoming a member of the Council of Europe on the 9th of November 1995. The Council of Europe Radio Amateur Club TP2CE, in cooperation with the amateur radio operators of Macedonia, will put Z38CE on the air between the 7th and 13th of November, QSL F5LGV. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, Felix DL5XL will once again be active as DP1POL from the German Neumarker Antarctic, Neumayer, I think that should be, Antarctic Station 3 between November 2015 and February 2016. Activity will be on all HF bands using mostly CW and possibly some SSB and digital, QSL DL1ZBO or Logbook of the World. Marcus DL1MH is expected to be active as DP0GVN from the same Antarctic station between December 2015 and February 2017. His activity will be on the HF bands using mostly SSB, QSL DP0GVN via DL5EBE. A multinational team of 20 operators from the Mediterraneo DX Club will be active as 3 Whiskey 3MD from Da Nang in Vietnam from until they've still got that in from last week, from I imagine the 10th of November. They plan to be on all bands and modes with five stations running 24/7. Three Japanese operators will be active from the island of Palau, IOTA reference OC009, until the 5th of November. Look for the call signs T88ZE88KK and 88SH. They'll be operating all bands, 160 to 6 metres CW, SSB and RITI. Oliver W6NV will travel to Ascension Island, AF003, and be on the air as ZD8W from the 6th of November to the 4th of December, QSL W6NV. Yanio PY4NY will be on the air as PY0NY from Fernando de Noronha Archipelago, SA003, until the 5th of November. He'll be using 10 to 40 metre band CW, SSB and digital modes, using wire antennas and a two-element quad for 10 metres, QSL via PY4NY Direct, Logbook of the World and EQSL. Contest news on Tuesday, the 144 Megs UK Activity Contest takes place 20:00 to 22:30 UTC. Using all modes on the band, the exchange will be signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday sees the UK EICC take place, 20:00 to 21:00 UTC. This is the SSB leg using the 80 metre band. The exchange is your four-letter locator square. The 2 metre Marconi CW contest runs for 24 hours from 1400 UTC on Saturday the 7th. In this one there are 24 hour and 6 hour sections for single op, fixed and open multi-op stations. No multipliers, it's simply a case of trying to accumulate as many kilometres as possible. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The International Police Association Radio Club organises the IPARC contest, which takes place on the 7th and 8th of November, CW on the 7th, 0600 to 1000 UTC, and 1400 to 1800 UTC, then SSB on the 8th at the same times. Exchange a signal report and current number for the mode that you're working. More details, www.iparc.de. Now, radio propagation reports compiled from G0KYE and G3YLA. It's been another week with great HF conditions. Last weekend gave many people the chance to work DX on 10 metres in the CQ Worldwide contest. The solar flux index stayed above 110 and geomagnetic conditions were generally quiet, especially compared with the problem we had with high-speed solar wind streams last month. This, coupled with better general or terminal propagation, meant the maximum usable frequency headed past 29 megs. Many low-powered 10-meter beacons in the US could be heard in the UK, which is always a good sign. However, there was also a proton event on Thursday that may have affected polar paths. Propagation on 10 meters to the USA, Caribbean and South America has improved dramatically, so make the most of it whilst it lasts. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will decline, possibly into the mid-80s. The K index is predicted to rise to 5 or 6 on Tuesday or Wednesday due to incoming plasma from the sun. If the prediction is correct, expect MUFs to drop and HF conditions to be poorer midweek. As we're now in November, according to voacap.com, you should be using a smooth sunspot number 46.4 for your propagation prediction programs. Now for VHF and up propagation, the first week of November looks like getting off to an unsettled start on Sunday in the far north and west, but with some promising lift conditions in the southeast of the country. This could be the start of a good week for VHF-UHF microwave ducting, with high pressure residing over the continent for much of the time, and allowing substantial parts of the UK to couple into the action. Even the north should benefit from these quieter weather conditions later. The most likely extended paths will be towards the south of France, as far as the Alps and Pyrenees, and eastward towards the North Sea to the Baltic, so it's a good week for checking the multimode sections of the band. SSB and CW should prove especially rewarding, and it's worth spending a few minutes getting a beacon list printed off. If you're new to these higher frequencies, remember that cross-polarization is not a good philosophy for VHF DXing. It may be time to experiment with a simple horizontal wire dipole rather than struggle with a collinear. There are no major meteor showers this week, but we have the Leonids on the 17th and 18th of November to look forward to. For EME operators, next week shows falling declination and the moon window length with increasing losses. There's still plenty of moon time, with up to 15 hours of moon visibility on Monday, falling to 12 hours next Sunday, when losses will be close to maximum. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also. Until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.